Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to those headlines. By the way, I have I totally forgot to do this because I got thrown off today by the fact that we had like crazy traffic to get in today. We have Heat tickets to give away. A lot of them today, actually.
Cool.
I have Heat Celtics tickets. I'm going to give away 2 pairs this hour, 2 pairs next hour to Heat Celtics on Sunday. So if you
Heat Celtics Thursday.
Thursday. So we'll give away 2 pairs this hour, 2 pairs next hour. If you want to see the Heat play the Celtics on Thursday, we will get to that. So stay tuned. And we'll give you a chance to go to the Heat's house to watch him play those rat bastard Celtics. Did you hear Joe Mazzulla yesterday, Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
They lost yesterday. The Celtics lost. They did not have Jaylen Brown. I believe he had a back injury.
My back.
And Jaylen Brown has been like going at the officials recently. He's very ornery. But they lost yesterday to the Pacers. Welcome to the club, boys. There's only 9 amongst us. Honor. A great honor. But they lost yesterday, and there was a foul called. There was a game-winning shot, and, you know, screened the guy open, and Joe Mazzulla was very mad because he thought it was an illegal screen. He thought it was a moving screen to free him.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked Joe Mazzulla after the game about this, and this is his response to the Celtics' loss to the Pacers.
It was a chance to win, I guess. Take us through the last couple of sessions.
A legal screen.
What'd you say?
A legal screen.
Illegal screen.
A legal screen.
What fell apart to get you guys behind, and then how were you able to get behind?
Legal screen.
What do you mean by that? What do you want people to know about?
A legal screen. A legal screen.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
He's my favorite.
I like it.
Why?
Why? Because like it was a legal screen, and just like, what else would you like to say about that? She asked him for his thoughts.
It's a little childish.
She asked him for his thoughts.
That's
on the
not
play.
A thought. That's a phrase.
Thought. He said it was an illegal screen. That's how it started.
He didn't even say it's an illegal screen. Illegal screen.
Okay, great.
I love Joe. Mazzulla's funny.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, if Mazzulla was your coach, you would be liking it. The fact that he's ready to fight anybody, he's willing to challenge
him. He is a maniac. No, he legitimately likes, he's a maniac. I know that he, you know, he does a lot of jiu-jitsu and combat stuff. I get that. I probably would like that about him. But it is childish. Like, all right, dude. Speaking of child, J.J. Redick yesterday was also mad because they lost to the Kings.
Literally, we can't make a shot. I mean, you look at it. We first of all, they're right there with us as being one of the worst shooting teams in the league.
They're
tied for the highest with Houston, for the highest anybody shot all season. So, you know, that's typical. You know, we're 28th before tonight in opponent 3-point percentage. We'll be 29th or 30th after tonight. Had 50 potential assists tonight. We converted on 21 of those. Expected score, we won by 24. Like, this has been the theme. You know, it has been the theme.
I would probably be frustrated too on a night where you're like, yeah, the Heat got that. That happened. That exact loss happened to the Heat, to the Kings, where the Heat could not hit a three, and the Kings just went crazy.
Right.
Malik Monk hit 7 threes against yesterday.
That's how it usually goes.
You want to know why it was a good night? Russell Westbrook was 4 of 8 from downtown. That's how you know the threes were going in for the Kings.
Jeez.
Wow. Didn't even know he was with the Kings.
It is a make or miss league. Dude, I was talking about this with the Pacers. Like, I want to dive into this Pacers game of how the Heat lost, but, I mean, they hit 2 threes the entire game. Like, there's the math.
I mean, if Norman Powell's starting the game off at, you know, 0-for-6 from 3-point,
oh, my God,
man,
it was the worst game I've ever seen him play.
Yeah, you're not going to win.
Worst game I have seen Norman Powell play in a Heat uniform. The Miami Hurricanes continue to get ready for Indiana. You had Mario Cristobal yesterday asked about the Hoosiers' defense. That's what he had to say on that.
They're the best overall team and best defense we have faced. I know that their rankings and anything statistically important are between 1 and 5. And it starts with this. They're really fast, physical, explosive, talented, and smart. They play with a lot of physicality, a lot of violence. They understand their scheme top to bottom. They make it very challenging, and I'll tell you why. They're multiple up front, and they're multiple on the back end. And so the way that they understand what you're doing so well, they set up and line up in a manner where they challenge your IDs. You know, they've done a great job confusing opponent offensive lines with how they line up and how they bluff and disguise what they're doing, not only in the front seven, but on the back end. That's a challenge with them. And you got to understand, these guys, they played a lot of games together. A lot of these guys came over from JMU. They went deep into the playoffs, right, a year ago. They've been in this system and have played a lot of ball together. And therefore, that's why you see the instantaneous reactions, right? The physicality and the way that they, the closing speed that they have on a down after down basis.
It was funny, too, because Cinetti was talking about this yesterday with Heatherman. Because, you know, he had Heatherman over at JMU also. And he's like, he goes, yeah, that guy's intense. And I was like, he's intense. You're intense. Like, those two, could you imagine, like, the two of them? Do you think there's a cracked smile amongst them at a dinner? Between Corey Heatherman and Cignetti? I don't think so. Very serious about their football. They're like, hey, pass the potatoes. And you're thinking about, you're just dialing things up in your head. That's how it's going with them. Real standoff here. Very exciting. Very exciting. So,
it's supposed to be cold next week.
On the game night?
Yep.
I know it's cold on Friday. What is it projected to be that night?
I think it's like low 40s.
Yeah.
Like low 40s at game time?
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be like low risk.
Wasn't I saw in the news yesterday. That's why there was like a bunch of rain and stuff this morning.
Let us see.
Shmeetha says, they're also cheaters. Mark Cuban is an investor for a tech company that steals other teams' data. I can see it.
It's supposed to be 49 degrees low that Monday.
All right. Brisky.
Yeah. That's good. With a high of 68.
Cool. I like it. Beautiful football weather.
That is.
It really is. You don't want to be here in the humidity.
Actually, I wanted Indiana to deal with the humidity because I don't think I think they were going to be ready for it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. The damage is done. I mean, plus their quarterback's from Miami.
That's true.
That is true.
He's used to it. I think Mendoza's been through a few 7-on-7 camps up here in July.
I don't know about that O-line. That O-line, when it's humid, you know, they get tired quick, and then all of a sudden you got Mesudo and Bain coming at you. Yeah. But we'll see.
More enjoyable for the game experience, though. It's going to be perfect.
Oh, man, it's hoodie.
Especially if you're a little boozed up.
Oh, you know.
Perfect.
7:45, mm-hmm. You're definitely going to be boozed up by then. On a holiday?
You can't cheat. You can't cheat Corey Heatherman anyway. It doesn't matter.
Really?
No. Try thinking what's going on in that head. Look at his scowl with the beard. The defense, no way. And plus, guess you know, we know what the Canes' plan is, dude. They're going to give it to Mark Fletcher. They're going to pound your face in. Good luck. That's the plan. Maybe a Malachi. What are you going to know? Oh, if the Malachi is coming? Hey, I think Malachi Tony's going to touch the ball.
Tobin, please don't do that.
What?
Last time you talked all cocky.
I was spot on. I'm not going to apologize for how I felt last week, Vlad. The game should have been a 4-touchdown blowout.
I don't know.
Now, it was a detour to Blowout City, but we took him to Blowout City.
Are you getting mad because defenders
came to Blowout City?
There was no Blowout City.
Theoretically, we took him to Blowout City.
There's no theoretically if you have to do it.
Are you getting mad because defenders can't catch?
I wasn't mad.
It wasn't a blowout.
I wasn't mad.
By the way,
it was a blowout.
Should have been a blowout.
Should have been a blowout.
Should have been, but
because it should have been like 4 turnovers. But it wasn't. In fact, at the end of the game, when the ball went in the air.
Oh, squeaky.
So how can it be a blowout?
It's not a blowout. It wasn't a blowout.
No. This before you entered, he was saying that this was, it
I
was
said,
a blowout. I
said, when you weren't there that day, and I said that I feel in my heart that it's going to be 2 tickets to Blowout City. Not this game. I'm talking about the last game.
Against
Ole Miss. I thought the Canes were going to blow them out. And
he said 2 tickets to Blowout City.
I said
City.
They're going
to
give him 2 tickets to Blowout City. And then all of a sudden, we're in a dogfight. But it really shouldn't have been a dogfight. It should have been 2 tickets to
Blowout
City.
I give you an analogy. If you watch that game last night, there is no way in hell that
Pittsburgh had a chance of winning, getting three turnovers, and still not having the lead.
Yeah.
That makes you believe if that is what's happening, at some point, if they just protect the football, they're going to blow them out.
I think that's what the thing is, though. Like, I do feel like in this game, with the spread being it is, I obviously have bias here, but I do feel like the Miami – okay, you want to say Fernando's better than Carson Beck and is going to be a better prospect than Carson Beck. Cool. He's been amazing. No one's doubting it.
He did win the Heisman.
He did win the Heisman. I will give them not a QB, okay. But I do think that Carson Beck is capable, definitely capable of leading drives.
Yes.
But if we've seen this playoff, like the Miami Hurricanes, it feels like almost people are looking at it and saying, well, Cinetti's teams are too disciplined. The Canes have had too many mistakes, and it's going to bite them in the ass. But a lot of the things are things that the other team got fortunate. You're telling me that's not going to even out for the Hurricanes?
So here's what I would say. These two teams are very similar in how they play. One does it with extreme talent. The other one does it with extreme coaching. That means that there is no person out of place on Indiana's defense or offense. You never see a my bad. You never see a, I went the wrong way. You never see a gap not covered. You never see somebody running scot-free in the secondary. Now, they have some good pass rushers, but Miami has the better athletes at these positions.
And they're gigantic.
However, what ends up happening in Miami is those things that will get Miami in trouble during the course of the games are the boneheaded penalties. Now, against Ohio State, no penalties, which was amazing, right? Last week, there were a couple of drives where the drive would have been over if not for penalties.
Yep.
You got a guy who's going
to
be out.
Or if they were able to hold on to the football.
Right, right. So, like, all these things that you say about Miami, as talented as they are, you don't say about Indiana. And so this
But I think they're more talented.
Miami is more talented.
I think Miami's more
yes.
talented.
Yes, but it's kind of the biggest question that goes in sports all the time, right? There are some coaches that say you win with talent. I'll argue that Bill Belichick would say you win with organization. You win when everybody's doing their job, when they're supposed to do it, being where you're supposed to be. Like, just to be at this level, you have a certain ability. So now if I can take that, whatever it is, and get everybody to play together, it's going to make us a better team. So that's kind of the – it's kind here. In boxing, it would be the technical fighter versus the knockout artist, right? So a guy who's going to just tap, move, but never get hit versus the guy who, like, yeah – you're not going to knock him out, and he could knock you out. It's a crazy dynamic. I would always say that I would take talent.
I would put it like Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney.
Correct. Or you go.
But he didn't see that left hook coming. It was just
you go Bud against Canelo.
Yeah, that was a lot more even than the odds. The odds makers had that more even than it should have been. Same thing with Terrence Crawford versus Errol Spence.
Right. So,
but was always a thing. Like they always said, they always thought that Bud was going to be too small for those guys anyway.
Right. So the question is not whether Miami can win. First of all, there ain't no team in this country that is a 7-point better team than Miami.
I don't think so.
None. So let's start there. Okay.
What was the OSU spread? It was 8.5 when it got into there.
It was 10 double digits. I think it was
10 double digits, right?
Yeah,
is that bad?
And it wasn't even close.
Nope.
So the fact that they're doing this again, there is no team in this country that you can line up across from Miami right now and say they're 7-point favorites. You can't do it. Now, the question that I have for Indiana is, you've played some tough D lines. You've played some... you know, top 10 defenses, not like this.
Mm-hmm.
Not like this. Now,
you haven't faced an offense like that either.
Right. So here's my question. How would I feel? How would you feel if I told you this game with two evenly matched teams, two teams that, you know, do what they do well, if it boils down to coaching? Because usually two evenly matched teams, you look at the coaches.
They're even, yeah, but it's like they're evenly matched, but I just think the Kings' talent's better. I think they got a nod.
I'm giving you all
I
of that.
I think they have a nod at QB. I will give you. Mendoza.
They run the ball really well. Not like Miami. Like Miami,
last week was like such a wild card that the Kings had to go against, right?
Here's what I think. I don't think Indiana has ever been in a situation where they have been worn down. Right? Like their energy is always, they've never had like that pressure on them.
Yes, they have.
Who?
Penn State. When he had to come back.
He had to come back. Yeah, right. That was a ball game. Penn State. But that was like,
Ohio State, the Big Ten championship game when he had to make that big crucial pass on 3rd and 2.
No, but I'm saying, but Vlad, in neither one of those games, I'm not saying they didn't have to come back. I'm saying, like, the way Miami has beat teams is that when the fourth quarter comes along, you got nothing.
That's great.
I don't think anybody's ever done that to Indiana.
Here's what I hate about that narrative.
What?
That means the team would have to be put in that position. But if I'm a team that's not put in that position because I'm handling my business, what happens when I handle my business?
But again, when you talk about all we're trying to do is compare the similarities between the two teams. They both do a lot of the same things. Like they both want to wear you down. Mendoza very rarely throws for a whole bunch of yards, but they're always effective yards.
Yeah, super efficient.
Right. So from that standpoint, you're looking at a spitting image of yourself when you see how they want to play the game. That being said, everybody talks about and have talked about Miami and how they run the ball. And everybody said before all these games, you know, we just got to stop the run and do this. But in the fourth quarter, no matter who it's been, Miami has worn the other team down. I've never seen Indiana play a fourth quarter exhausted. If you watch all the games that Miami has played in this playoff, in the fourth quarter they could do whatever they could have walked the ball down the field because the defense was so exhausted.
RMS says, we know Mario is going to tell Shannon Dawson to stay with the run. Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. He may tell him that. But whenever Shannon Dawson's gonna sneak in there a double reverse. He can't help himself. He's like, come on. Hey, he's a little Mario. He's like, come on. He gives him a little look.
I think one of the things that I like is I kind of like the fact that as much as Mario wants to meddle, he doesn't.
You think we get the you know what my favorite one is? I love when Mally Cat throws the ball. We haven't gotten a Malachi Tony throwing a bit. Let's get crazy.
Right, but he can't throw it to himself.
Stop with the shenanigans, man.
He can't throw it to himself. How you want him to get the ball, and then you want him to throw it?
Just play the game. Don't be doing no shenanigans against that Indiana team. Signetti sees that. He's going to be like, you see? They got to pull these tricks. They beat us. Signetti will be offended by that.
We'll take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You guys familiar with John Morant?
Your favorite?
You want him.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know what I want right now. I don't know what I want right now.
We need you to say, I don't want John Morant now.
He ain't never going to say that.
I mean, like, what if he's here next week? That'd be awkward. Right?
He's not going to be here.
Well.
So what do you know now?
What do I know now? Well, this could be something.
Oh, boy.
Could be nothing.
The Heat don't need to be taking projects.
I don't know. You know? Not positive about it.
Why would they do that? What's going on in Utah?
It could be something.
You need to get away from these buttons.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something.
Why would they do that?
Leroy, lower the music a little, Vlad, if you don't mind. Ja Morant tweeted out words.
You're already smirking. I don't like this.
Well, I don't. I would get your thoughts on it. He tweeted
don't
out.
Don't want him. That's my.
You don't want him no matter what?
No matter what.
Yeah.
Even if it was just for the Terry Rozier contract.
No matter what.
Really?
Because I'm not signing up for another situation.
Interesting.
Like, here, can I ask you a question? Hmm? No matter how good it looks, no matter how much better you think you're getting, if it puts you in the same boat that the last guy did with a guy that's hurt or always in trouble, then what good was the trade?
Fun, baby. You know, what if we talk about somebody?
It's not fun if he's not playing.
What if he comes back?
It's not fun if he's not playing.
What if he's not playing because he doesn't want to play for the Grizzlies?
Tobin, do you know the man can't shoot?
Oh, can't shoot a lick.
So you want a guy that
makes
can't
Rajon shoot. Rondo look like Ray Allen.
And then you want him.
And you want him.
Point guard, somebody get lobs to Kalel, you know?
That's if Kalel's going to play. That.
Do we? Yeah. What if Wade's going to lob? Lob him a hot dog on the end of the bench? Because he ain't lobbing basketballs.
Well, do with this what you will.
No, I'm telling you what I'm doing now before you even tell me.
This could be something.
Better be nothing.
Could be nothing.
No, could be something, but better be nothing.
He tweeted yesterday.
My kingdom for a jump shot?
No. I can't believe I have to read this.
Oh, no. No, actually, you don't have to read this.
When that smoke clear over, only ones who love you gonna be round.
That's why.
What'd he say?
He tried to
know. Wait, what'd he say?
Because Tobin tried to read it in native tongue.
Well, that's how it's written.
Minus one.
Wait. For intangibles.
Wait.
I need a button that says that.
Wait. You know what? We do need that button.
Wait.
For intangibles.
Wait. Minus one for intangible.
Wait. Is that's what took him so long, because he read it, and he's like, oh,
that's
boy.
That's why he was smiling.
He caught himself. He's like, I put myself in a pickle with this one.
I got to read it.
I, you know.
When that smoke clear over, only ones who love you going to be around.
And the only ones going to be around are the ones that want some of that money.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Right. What do you, like?
Putting this into the Google machine.
Wait. You already have.
This comes from a song.
Oh,
called
please.
Called Peepin'.
By who?
Young Boy.
Young Boy? Oh, you listen to Young Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a heavy rotation,
yeah,
right?
Dude. Oh, yeah.
Spit some bars from Young Boy there, old Tobes. Spit some bars.
Oh, dude. I would love to spit some bars, but unfortunately, we could get flagged for music rights, you know? Otherwise, I would be spitting that fire.
Oh, man.
Schmeathan says, tread lightly, unslim shady. Well, listen, I put it in the first verse of this song, and I'm like, you know what? I just want this off my off my computer right now.
He said, I want it off my computer. Like, make it stop. Dude, you, over our history, have backed yourself into more corners where you have had to tiptoe around some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He came out with some energy. Let me read this for you. Uh-oh.
I'm writing this down for sure.
Uh-oh.
He's what are you writing down?
Minus one for intangibles. We can't forget this one next time.
Mike Piemonte is going to be like, what? Yeah. What intangibles? What do you want me to read?
Like...
You think I could get him to say intangibles?
Yes.
Like you say intangibles.
Intangible.
Minus one.
Intangible.
For being
the problem is that only people associated with this show will know what that means.
That's right.
Nobody else knows.
It's not supposed to be a national joke.
Us.
Right.
It's a local inside joke.
Mr. 779
hey,
says.
Speaking of which, you got a bunch of intangibles coming into town.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Indiana. Right. Boy, let me tell you, it's going to be a big difference between Indiana cheerleaders and Miami cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Why do you always got to go back to the women, you know?
Because the cheerleaders are on the sideline. They show the cheerleaders all the time.
And there's also male
cheerleaders. So I just make comments.
Hold on. Associate.
Time out. Isn't there male cheerleaders also?
I don't know. Do they do male cheerleaders in college?
Indiana. I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh, we had.
I know they make that.
We had guy cheerleaders with the big things.
So you see,
I know
let's go blue.
I know
that's
the,
not where his mind goes to.
Who's
neither
mine?
Does yours.
Who's Vlad? Mine?
You and Leroy.
No, Mama. Listen, my mind goes to identifying the differences between the two locations. Mm. I was a Big Ten Midwest guy, mm-hmm. Big Ten, right? There's a difference, just like there is at Florida versus Florida State. Mm-hmm. Big difference in Michigan State and Michigan.
Why you got to say big, huh?
What? Mm-hmm. Big difference.
It's a big difference.
It is.
D-Sizzle mm-hmm. says, Tobin was backing into more corners than Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua.
Oh, my goodness. You
were. Yeah. No, no. If Tobin was backed into more corners like Jake Paul, Tobin would be 20 pounds lighter.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. He
was running.
He was running.
So, yeah. Let's not take shots at Tobes like that.
Mr. 779 said that made me uncomfortable. I apologize.
That's like,
but once you start tweeting out lyrics, it's on the outs. Everybody knows that. There's two moves. You scrub your Instagram, and then you start tweeting out lyrics. Everybody knows that means you're donezo.
Luis, except if nobody knows the lyrics.
Luis, you can't be an intangible. You're Cuban.
Hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, no.
Can't. Mm-mm.
You can have intangible tendencies, though, and still be Cuban.
Right, but you can't be an intangible.
You can't be an intangible.
Intani bliss.
Yeah. See, he does it to
even
himself.
Even that sounds worse.
What? He does it to
that
himself.
That sounds so bad.
Wait, he does it to himself. What are we
hey,
doing?
Give him an A for effort, man. He's trying. He's trying.
No.
All right, we got to take a break. Mixed bag coming on up. Back after this. All right. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Your Panthers win last night. Let's get to the mixed bag.
Oh, that was a good one. I watched that game.
Paul Maurice. That's what he had to say on the Cats win.
You know, they're huge, but the real takeaway is I love the way we played. Like, I felt the same way in Ottawa in the last two periods about Montreal. With some guys out, I get that. But the guys that were in there, they played hard, and we were on the puck, and we were frustrating to play against. And that, we just played fast, and that's a great place to be at this point of the year to understand that that's the way we got to play.
I agree. I thought that they looked it looked like their style yesterday, Leroy, you know, mm-hmm. which has been nice because he was really pissed after that Canadiens loss. I mean, Paul Maurice was pretty furious. And then back-to-back wins on this road trip. Now they get a little break before continuing the road trip.
When is Chucky coming back? It's got to be come soon, right?
It could be literally any day, Vlad. I know they still have some cap stuff they have to work out because they're, you know, you can't bring him back and be over the cap. So there is some things I think they're trying to work out with that, whether that be Bill Zito's trying to work a trade for somebody or cut the right guys. They could put Seth Jones on LTIR, but that means he's done. He can't come back for the playoffs. New rules. So I
no,
don't,
you can't put him.
Oh, you can't go on long-term injury.
No,
injured reserve.
No, you can't get that money relief anymore. The rules. Are different this year. That's why they haven't made their super move with Barkey out. They haven't been able to do that because they changed the rules. Now you can't finagle the cap like that. You can't do the Kucherov.
Oh my goodness, that was brutal, right?
Or the Kachuk.
Or the Kachuk.
It was more of the Kachuk, really.
Well, if they did it first.
And then when we did it,
we're like, that's a good idea.
And then when we did it, it's like, oh, no.
So now, you know, like the Panthers, remember when the Barkov injury first happened, everybody was like, oh, Cats are going to go on a spending spree.
No.
But you can't unless you rule out Barkov. And
for
then,
a year, and they haven't done that yet.
And then Barkov is telling Spoelstra, yeah, I'll be back in 5 months.
Did you not see him at the Winter Classic?
He was skating.
I'm saying, I tell you.
He's finished Wolverine.
He might be. He might be finished Hugh Jackman.
He might be.
I don't want to rain on your guys' parade.
Here comes a downpour.
No, but there's different levels of injury. Like, all injuries don't require the full year. So even though he had to have surgery.
He had MCL, ACL.
It might not. It depends on how bad it was.
I don't think it was good, but I think skating, I also don't think skating takes as long. I think it was, they said 7 to 9 months was their original diagnosis.
Football is year.
So he is, but he is apparently, yeah, he's, I mean, we've seen him sneak with the brace. Like, he remember like when he was caught on camera and then he snuck back with the brace off.
He said he was like practicing in some park.
Yeah. He was doing like Tai Chi at a park in Boca.
Barking?
Yes.
See everybody. Tai Chi. The fact that you say that and everybody knows who you're talking about, lets you know he's coming back soon.
You can't rule it out.
Months ago.
You can't rule it out. I am a little scared about sending Tkachuk to the play, to the Olympics. You know,
a little scared. I agree.
I'm a little scared about it. I know I can't talk him out of it because what have I said? He brushes his teeth with a bald eagle. That's an American, so he's going. But
he brushes his teeth with a bald eagle.
With a bald eagle, like this, you just imagine.
This guy went to the zoo and he started taking pictures.
That's how American Matthew Tkachuk is.
You couldn't say he just brushes his teeth with Crest.
No,
that don't get no more American than that. You gotta use a bald eagle,
like a bald eagle, dude. He got the feathers on the bristles.
Oh, so he's doing like some Flintstone stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You get it. You get it. Sergei Bobrovsky was awesome yesterday. Here was Paul Maurice on Bob.
That's a tough night. A tough night for him in terms of just sitting cold for minutes. And then it's the kind of style of game that they play that when they get something, it's high end and it's dangerous. And he had to make a couple of saves for us that were really important.
Dude, he did a full on split. You remember that? That full on. I'm like, it makes you just think, like, how does he do that with all that gear on? Full split, kick, save, and a beaut.
The gear has nothing to do with the ability to do the splits.
It's very impressive. It's, nobody's as flexible as him.
No, I am not.
Yeah, see? Tai Chi in a park in Boca.
By himself?
By himself.
By himself. This was, let me tell you what day it was. November 10th. So it was probably the day before, so.
Imagine what he's doing now. He's probably doing backflips. Too much. Probably.
Could you imagine just shirtless Barky just out in the park?
I don't have to imagine.
You think
it.
People
it's
just?
Right
I think people. Barkov's now at a level of fame with two cups. Like he can't. He needs to find his quiet zones, right? Like, or are people bothering him left and right?
And what better place than Boca?
Going to the Cheesecake Factory there on Glades, hanging out with Hockman.
That place is so crowded. I don't like cheesecake.
Thank you.
Really?
Thank you. I found another brother who don't like cheesecake.
Can I just say this?
Thank you.
Their menu is 17 pages long.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like the factory.
But only two things are good.
Oh, you don't like the Cheesecake Factory.
He doesn't like it now. Because
I don't like it now
because
they put cake in their cheesecake. So it goes cheesecake, cake, cheesecake. They don't just go full cheesecake. It used to be a big piece of cheesecake.
You're not going full cheese.
Yeah. Uh-uh. Nope.
Let's hear from
I'm out. And it ain't that good that you have to wait that long to eat.
Facts.
And then you ain't that good. You ain't Ruth Chris. You ain't Prime 112. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there's levels.
I know there's levels. Yeah. Okay, what's on the same level as?
No, there's levels. You comparing it to, like, you know,
the top.
You
so I compare it to.
It's like a Bennigan's.
Yeah, no. Not a Bennigan's.
Dude, I haven't heard Bennigan's. I don't know why that came in my mind right now. I've heard Bennigan's.
It's above the weight class of Outback.
It's a little bit above. It's above a Chili's and an Outback.
Yeah, above Applebee's.
But it's below Ruth Chris.
Yeah.
It's in the same ballpark with, you know.
Yard House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the same ballpark with the Yard House.
Yeah. Except Yard House got TVs.
Love a Yard
House. You ain't even got TVs.
Yard House is great. You take your girl there, she thinks you had a great meal.
Mike Tomlin. You want to hear some of him after the game? This was his message to the team after the loss, or asked to give his message.
You know, it's not time for talk. You know, we agreed that we'll meet tomorrow and go from there. But, you know, when you're in this a single elimination tournament, man, it's not a whole lot to talk about. You win or you go home.
All right. He also was asked about his future with the Steelers.
Mike, how do you approach a decision about your future?
I'm not even in that mindset as I sit here tonight. I'm more in the mindset of what transpired in this stadium and, you know, certainly what we did and didn't do. Not a big picture mentality as I sit here tonight.
Sounds like he needs some sun.
He definitely needs a break. Some relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't need a suntan. That's been already given to him in life. But he definitely needs to go, you know, a place to relax, some sandy beaches. South Florida sounds like a good place, you know.
It could be. Ocean breeze.
Ocean breeze. It sounds like a good place.
Maybe
he
can get McDaniel's house by the elbow room, you know?
Nah. By the way,
hmm?
He definitely walked by the elbow room and let people know that it's Mike Tomlin. He's not sneaking. He's not poking his head out. He's walking chest poking out, walking around like, yeah, we did that. We did that.
Here's one more from Tomlin. This was him on the losing streak that he has in the playoffs.
Again, as I mentioned earlier, man, I'm not in the big picture perspective. I'm just not in that mindset. I don't think about the totality of it. You pour everything that you have into these performances and what goes on tonight. And so, you know, maybe I have a different perspective the next time we get together. But as I sit here tonight, it's just about what transpired in there. I probably couldn't articulate an appropriate answer relative to big picture things.
It's really not much to say after you get your ass kicked like that, bro.
That's basically what he said, but in a nice way.
Mike Tomlin way.
The Mike Tomlin way.
The fly way is on. I ain't got nothing to say. I got my ass kicked.
Love that guy. Sounds like his press conference are like 10 minutes. That's good.
Oh, man.
That's good.
I could see him giving you the stank eye if you asked him a stupid question. Oh, buddy.
No, he'll do something like this.
Like Billie Eilish, he'll be like, put some chest into that, man.
Hey.
Hmm? What?
Tread lightly.
I will. I will tread lightly. Won't. I always
tread lightly. Mike Tomlin? He's treading.
I will tread lightly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, that's how I always go. I'm always trying to tread lightly.
Okay.
Then you guys make fun of me for it. You say I sound like Billie Eilish.
By the way, I know all the coaches in South Florida. Who's the toughest one right now?
The toughest?
Yeah.
Paul Maurice.
Paul Maurice, right? J-Fig? It's got to be
so
Paul
sorry.
Maurice.
I will always say Spo. Paul Maurice.
No, it ain't Spo no more, bro. Okay, I'm going to tell you why.
Because he ain't winning?
Yeah. And also, I'm just thinking of
picture. Being tough does.
I'm also thinking of that picture of, you know, when Tobin was leering over Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel at
leering
the time.
Is a strong word. Boy. I would say that I was skeptically looking at two doofuses.
Skeptically looking at two doofuses is equal to leering, okay? You were leering at the man. You're not doing that if Mike Tomlin is the head coach.
I don't know. I might actually leer more.
No, you.
I would like to leer, leer up to Cleveland.
Hmm? He's going to be in Cleveland, huh?
Who?
Mike McDaniel.
That's going to be.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think. I mean, you can leave the defense alone, right?
You know, I can see him. I feel like he's going to end up with the Titans. I'm feeling Titans. I feel like they, you know, Cam Ward, young QB, had a tough year. I'm feeling Mike McDaniel going to the Titans. Not a lot of pressure there.
I would say he would be a better fit with a defense that's already in place, and you could just go in there and coach the offense.
Well, that could be a problem. They're not a very good team.
Right.
Everything stinks there.
Correct.
Except for Cam Ward.
But they got a number. They got a top first round. Look,
I'm getting to Jason.
Somebody's asking you?
Mike McDaniel to Cleveland? I don't
know. They want the inside, dude. Yeah, he could take Maui Noah. Maui Noah reunion.
Who?
Titans. You got to protect Cam. Put Maui Noah up there.
Because they already got a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think they would have what they should do, as high as their pick is trade it. I don't know what the quarterback class is, but there'll be people that want to move up.
It's not very impressive.
Right. So if there's only two quarterbacks, Tennessee has what, the third pick?
I'm looking right now.
No, I think they have the
fourth.
Fourth pick?
It goes Raiders, Jets, Cardinals, Titans.
Giants,
Browns. Dolphins picking 11th.
He just said the same thing I said. Keep the defensive guy. Let the defensive guy keep doing his thing. Well, the defensive coach got to always look great as long as you got Myles Garrett on the team.
I picture Myles Garrett bringing in Mike McDaniel on a baby Bjorn. Just carrying him in.
Was like, what was that, Total Recall? He just crawled out like
Can
Total
you
Recall.
Imagine when they show a picture of him talking to Myles Garrett and he's had his,
dude,
he's looking at a beanstalk?
Can I just tell you? I'm a lot bigger than Mike McDaniel, and I stand next to him, and I'm like, yes, he's a behemoth.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Get you updated on all the things going around the South Florida landscape. Got a busy night in sports tonight. We're back after this.